about these TDEPs, thank you everybody for coming. That's nice of you. This is an idea that's floating around for quite a long time. For people who are not aware or listening to the video, this is TDEPs means translation depths. So basically, packages intended to bring more or updated translation for software, etc., etc. The idea came from the IETM folks, and then was also then pushed by Neil for the Debian and all embedded stuff, with the need of removing the translation, being able to atomically remove the translation or add translations. Yeah. That's basically the point. The other idea for TDEPs is be able to update translation, for instance, to update for stable or the like. And this is basically the idea. This is basically what I know about the TDEPs. And the point now is to see if we can do more about this. So, well, Neil, can you just explain in a few words how you intend, you see the things going?
The difficulty has always been scaling from MDebian and other sort of embedded uses of these kinds of packaging systems into a big thing like Debian. The idea was played out in MDebian because it's already in place in a different way in Open Embedded and various other embedded systems where they split out the local files, they make their own little packages. That works fine in these small systems. The reason for this kind of discussion is to try and work out what needs to change in how MDebian does it now to scale it for Debian. It simply won't work the way I'm doing it now. There's no way it'll scale. So something has to change. We have to decide how we're going to modify the principles of TDEPs.
So what do you do currently?
What we do currently is we assign one package for every translation of a source package. So the source package has 30 different POE files. In MDebian, they get 30 TDEPs. But if there are more than one POE file for different binaries within that source package, they get collated into one TDEP for the source. So it's source tied to locale. In the repository side, then, we organize them by changing the components within the archive. This is another thing we have to look at, how we can actually do that. But in MDebian, we simply replace main, free, and contrib with the locale roots. So you have CS, EN, PT, and under PT, you have PTBR. But those will just be files in the same directory, so that the software that I've written to actually download the TDEPs and install them and keep them up to date just looks at the list of support.